And something that people used to make out of, well, they still make, out of sugar cane.
Sugar?
Oh, besides sugar.
Oh, syrup?
Mm-hmm. Any other name for syrup? Mm-hmm. Or anything similar?
Molasses?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Do you use that word much, or do you?
Oh, well, when I was little, my grandfather used to use molasses a lot, you know, but...
What's the difference?
It's very thick and dark. The
it's
molasses,
boiled.
You know, it's just cooked longer, I guess, when you cook it down, you know.
Do you ever hear that called long sweetening and short sweetening? And if you were going to buy molasses from the store, it would come in a...
bottle?
Okay. Do you ever hear of a stand of molasses or a stand of lard?
No.
And something that... flour used to come in.
Bag. It used to come in. I remember when I was little, they'd come in sometimes like material, you know, that they'd
mm-hmm.
sew up and you'd...
What about something bigger?
A barrel?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, we never had anything like that.
The thing that runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place.
Oh, man. It's a metal ring.
Hoop or hoop?
Yeah.
What?
Hoop.
Uh-huh. And something smaller than a barrel that nails used to come in.
Keg?
Okay. Did you ever see a water barrel or a water keg? Or a beer keg?
Don't look at
me. Yeah. Why is it a beer keg?
What's the little thing you turn?
A spout?
Uh-huh.
A nozzle? I don't know. Different people call it different things.
Spigot.
Well, I heard them called both things. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Spigot.
What about the thing out in the yard that you could turn and get water out? You could
call that a faucet.
Uh-huh. And at the sink?
Same thing, faucet.
Okay. And safe pump. Nowadays, if you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a
bag. If you're lucky, you make it a box these days.
What would the bag be made out of?
Paper.
And something that feed used to come in, that rough brown material.
Burlap?
They called those a...
Burlap bag?
Any other name? Do you ever hear toe sack or gunny sack or croaker sack?
The others are
more up. Do you ever use that word sack?
Pope?
No, I don't think I...
Use it around here, too.
No.
How does that word sound to you? Does it sound country, or...
Yeah, kind of. You talk about flour now in a sack, you know, but that's about it. I've heard people say that drizzle took a sack on you,
mm-hmm.
you know, but...
It's harder to a statement the way they make it
nowadays. No, I mean, you know, it refers to...
Mm-hmm. But that, you don't use...
Not myself, no.
If any of these words, you know, if you feel particularly, you know, one sounds really old-fashioned or, you know, anything like that, I'd be interested in that. If someone was taking corn to the mill to be ground, what would they call the amount of corn that they take at one time?
Goodness.
Do you ever hear the expression a turn of corn? Do you ever hear that word turn used about anything?
Spell
it. T-U-R-N.
No.
We spell it T-U-R-N. That's the way we pronounce it.
Uh-huh.
No, I've never heard anything like that before.
Scottish Irish too.
Uh-huh. Say, and if someone went out and, say, was carrying some wood into the house, they had all they could carry. You'd say you had a...
armful?
Okay. And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a...
half load?
Mm-hmm. Do you hear a jag of wood or